So the problem here is that many times we as believers can find ourselves praying and not getting results.
Hey, mom friend. Welcome to Taller Mom Diaries podcast. I want to help you build a beautiful, godly marriage, raise your children in the Lord, and create an organized, Christ-centered home. It's time to go from settling for the world's expectations of marriage and family to enjoying home life, marriage, family, and parenting God's way. I know that deep desire in your heart to thrive as a godly wife and a Christian mom while living out the purpose that God has for you. You just need to know how to do it, and I'm here to help. Hey girl, I'm Larissa J. I'm a wife, toddler mom, and Christian personal development coach. It wasn't long ago when I was an overwhelmed mom and a stressed out elementary teacher, but I decided to go all in and trust God with my life. I quit my job in order to do what I was feeling called to do, focus on family. I felt the calling to create this podcast for you, mom friend, because I want you to know that you're not alone and that doing this thing God's way is better than anything you could have ever imagined.
So I've broken this video up into chapters to help you to easily navigate. First, in this chapter, I want to talk about faith. We need to define it if we're going to talk about it. So what is faith? If we look at Hebrews 11:1, it tells us that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Now, I looked at this in the CEV version, and this is what it says. Faith makes us sure of what we hope for, and it gives us proof of what we cannot see. I thought that was very good at breaking down exactly what faith is. So let's dive a little deeper, okay? Faith gives us confidence, and it is our proof of the things that we're hoping for, the things that we're praying for. When we pray, we must pray in faith. And I will be honest, there were seasons in my life where I would pray, but to be honest, like to be completely real, I would pray, but I wouldn't have faith for the thing that I was praying for. I was kind of just haphazardly praying and not really believing that God was actually going to come through. I know I'm not the only one. Now, of course, I don't do that now, and I see much, much better results, which is why I want to help you today. First thing that we need to do to avoid all of that happening is to renew our minds. And you may have heard of the scripture in the Bible, which tells us that we need to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. And this is so important, especially when we're talking about faith, because we can have a lot of limiting beliefs, a lot of experiences in the past that impact the way that we believe or how much we are going to believe and trust God for. So we really need to make sure that we renew our mind. And how do we renew our mind? We do that with the Word of God. It is important that we get before the Lord, not only in prayer, but also make sure that our heart is filled with the Word of God. Now, before we get too deep, I want to give you an example of how faith works, right? I want you to think about shopping on Amazon. Have you ever shopped at Amazon? Because I know I have and I love it, and you probably do too. So let's talk about shopping at Amazon. You go online shopping, you make your request by placing your order, and then what happens? Do you get the product right away? No. Do you walk outside and it's miraculously at the door because it fell from the sky? Absolutely not. That's not how it works. When you place an order on Amazon, you get an order confirmation. And I don't know about you, but I like that confirmation page. And then I go to my email and I make sure they sent me a confirmation email as well, right? We don't get the product right away. But let's just say that you decided that you were going to purchase an outfit. You purchase an outfit on Amazon and you're looking forward to wearing it because you're going to wear it to a special event. You know that you're not going to have that outfit right away. You know that you're going to have to wait for it depending on whatever shipping you have, but you know that it's coming. And so you're not worried about it. You know that it's coming and you're waiting for it. And not only are you waiting for it, you even make room for it. I don't know about you, but when I get new things, I like to clear things out and make room for that new item. And so that is what we do. We make room, we prepare for it because we know that it's coming even though it's not there yet. Do you see where I'm going with this? It's the same thing with faith. Faith is like your order confirmation, right? You pray and you ask God. Now, of course, you have to be praying things in line with the Word of God. You have to be praying in line with His will for your life. You can't just willy-nilly pray something that is completely outside of His will and outside of the way that He works. But when you pray His will and you pray His word, you can pray with confidence knowing that He will answer. And so faith then becomes your order confirmation. What does that mean? That means that you've already prayed. You've already made your request made known. You're not going to worry about it. You know know that it's going to happen. You may not know when, right? But you know that it's coming. You know that the answer to that prayer is coming. And so what should you do? You should act like it's already done. You should act like you already know that it's coming, right? You thank God, you express gratitude. And not only that, you prepare yourself. You make room for whatever it is that you're believing God for. So that is how faith works. And I love this example because it really helps us to have a really tangible idea of how that works. So when you pray, make sure that you have that faith. Make sure that you're going in knowing, like, I know this is going to happen because I know it's in line with the word of God. I know it's in line with his will for my life. And so therefore, I am going to pray this and I know that it's going to happen. I just need to be patient, but I'm going to prepare and I'm going to make room for it, right? And then you might be saying, well, how do I know if it's God's will? How do I know? You have to go to his word. And not only that, his will is in his word, but you want to have a personal relationship with him to where you two are fellowshipping and you're communicating with each other on a regular daily basis. And you get to know his heart through communicating with him as well as through reading his word. And you begin to learn his will for your life. And you can even pray and ask God, hey, Lord, like, can you make my desires your desires? Whatever it is that you desire for me, I pray that you will download those desires into my heart so that the things that I'm desiring are actually in line with your will. And you pray that and you ask that and he'll do it. The amazing thing about faith is that it's powerful. It has the power to move mountains. It is the catalyst to miracles. It can bring about change and transformation. It releases patience, even in trials and tribulation. Faith is so valuable and necessary in the life of a believer. And we all get a certain measure of faith. It's just up to us to make sure that we're working out and exercising that faith muscle and that we're growing and increasing our faith. And I know that's something that you want to do because you're watching this video. So let's get into chapter 2. All right, so let's talk about why faith is important. So the first thing we need to acknowledge is the fact that in order to please God, we have to have faith. And we see that in Hebrews 11:6, right? Where it says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. Did you hear that? It's impossible to please God if you don't have faith. For he who comes to God must believe that he is and that he's the rewarder of those who diligently seek him. We must take time to learn, to really learn who God is. And when we do, we can really trust him and rest in him and relax in him and operate in faith, especially when we're praying. And when we operate in faith, then we are pleasing to him. You know, I think about all the times over my life where I will be honest, I struggled with faith for so long. And I knew it. And I would say that, like, I knew that I struggled with faith. I knew that was an area that I had a hard time at. I remember when I was single and I had a hard time believing that God would bring my husband. I knew that it could happen. I knew that other people had their love stories, but there were seasons where I was really struggling with God will do it for me. Like, he'll do it for me personally. Like, I know he did it for them and I know he'll do it for her, but will he do it for me? Like, the way that I am envisioning it. Like, cause I was like, oh, there's all these things that I want. Like, there's all these qualities and characteristics. I really want somebody who's like pure and all the things, right? Things that are rare nowadays. And I struggled for a little bit, like, man, God, like, is this person even there? Like, are you going to give me like all of this or just a little bit? Now, I will tell you, I got it together and I got my faith strong enough to really believe. And of course, I'm married now. My husband and I have been married for 6 years and he is everything plus more of the things that I believed God for, but I really had to work on building my faith up. And I think about other times in my life as well, where I had to really build my faith up to a point where I decide, you know what, I'm going to trust God. I'll give you one more example and then we're going to keep going with this lesson. When I think about my baby boy, I just gave birth to my son. So we have two children. I have a daughter and a son. I just gave birth to my son about 8 weeks ago. And that story in itself, it always blesses me because I know that I used my faith. My husband and I used our faith because I really had a desire for a baby boy, for a son. And I prayed and I asked the Lord, like, you know, I have a desire in my heart. I believe this is a desire that you placed in me. So I'm going to believe and trust that you will give us a son. And we didn't do, like, you know, there's certain little things that you can, like, time certain things. And there are things, if you look on the internet, that say, if you do these things, you will have a boy. I'm like, okay, we're not going to do any of those things. I'm literally going to surrender it to you and literally trust you with this. I'm going to put my complete faith. And I got to the point where we didn't even know what the gender was, but I was so sold on my faith. And I was like, this is a boy. And people were like, oh, it could be a girl. We don't want to. No. I don't care what you say. Like, this is a boy. Like, that's how hardcore I got with my faith with that. And here we are. We have a boy in addition to our sweet girl. So when I'm thinking faith, when I'm talking faith, I know what it's like to struggle and have a hard time believing and trusting God with certain things. But now I also know what it's like to really go hard with your faith, to really strengthen and grow and see the fruit of that by seeing the manifestation of what you're believing God for. So we know that faith pleases God, right? So we know that we need faith in order to be saved. We think about just accepting Jesus into our heart. That whole process requires faith. Scripture talks about in Ephesians that we are saved by grace through faith, right? It's through faith. You also need to understand that faith is what moves the hand of God. So when we get before God and we're praying and we don't have faith, we're not moving his hand. Did you hear me? We are not moving his hand. He's not doing anything for us when we are not operating in faith. When we are doubting, we pray and say, okay, God, I'm gonna believe you. And then we falter and say, oh man, I don't think he's gonna do this. That is doubt. And it makes me think about in, I believe it's James, where it talks about how when we pray, we need not doubt. Because when we're doubting, we're like a wave in the sea being tossed to and fro. And then it says, let me read this to you, verse 7, it's James 1, looking specifically at verse 7, it says, for let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. Oh my goodness. This says that if we are going to pray, we need to have faith, because we're doubting and we're changing our mind. And one day I believe him and the next day I don't. And which, like I said, I've been there. I know. But the scripture right here says, don't let that man suppose that he's going to receive anything from the Lord. That means don't even expect him to do anything for you, because you can't even do the one thing of having faith, which we've already established is a thing that you need to please God. It moves the hand of God. Faith is also important because it changes things, right? It can change things. Nothing is too hard for God. Nothing is impossible, but we need to make sure that we are operating fully in faith, right? And faith is what keeps us strong. It is what gives us peace when we're experiencing trials and tribulations and problems and challenges, as we all do. I'm sure you might be watching this video and you might be experiencing or dealing with something right now. Well, guess what? When you're operating in faith, that faith is going to give you the peace that you need to trust God and get through that situation. And then, of course, faith encourages others. I know I just shared with you my experience as it related to when I was single, believing God for my husband, and also when my husband and I were believing for our son. But you talk to people on a regular basis. We have interacted with people all the time. And when we hear their stories of faith, that is encouraging to us. And your story is encouraging to someone else. Once you build your faith up and start experiencing the hand of God move in your life, your testimony also will be an encouragement to someone else. This makes me think about Colossians 1, 3 through 4. And it says, we give thanks to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of your love for all the saints. Since we heard of your faith, they were encouraged, right? All right, let's get right into chapter 3. This is the last chapter of the video. Chapter 3, I want to talk about how to grow your faith, because that's why you're here, right? You want to know how to grow your faith. So we've gotten through all the preliminary things. Faith comes by hearing the word of God. Okay. When we pray in faith, we need to make sure that we are not doubting. Well, how do you avoid doubting, Larissa? How do you avoid worrying? Well, I'm glad that you asked. You do that with the word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. What does that mean? If you want to grow in your faith, you have to hear the word of God. I cannot emphasize that enough. You have to hear the word of God. And how can you do that? Well, the great thing is nowadays, there's so many ways we can hear the word of God. You can read your Bible. You can I suggest read your Bible out loud so you can hear yourself read it. Speak the scriptures out loud so you can hear yourself speak it. You can listen to the Bible being read to you. There are so many wonderful apps, and even Audible that has a great audio Bible on there. You can also listen to sermons, listen to podcasts, have conversations with Christian godly people who are going to speak the word into your life, watch videos like this. There's so many different ways that you can hear the word of God. You can even read books. What I like to do is I like to read books that are full of scripture that are going to help encourage me in the faith, and I like to read those out loud as well. Those are all ways that you can hear the word of God, but faith comes by hearing. So you've got to hear it. You can't just read the Bible in your head. You know, like in school, they'd be like, read in your head. No. Don't read in your head. Read the Bible out loud so that you can hear the word of God. We grow our faith from hearing the word of God. And when we hear, then faith comes. This is why we've got to meditate on the word day and night. And you can do that out loud. Speak the word of God, right? Speak what God's word says as it pertains to your situation. If you are believing for healing, then you speak the healing scriptures that talk about by his stripes I was healed. If you're believing for provision, then you speak the scriptures that talk about my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory, right? You find the scriptures that are applicable to your situation and you speak those things out loud. The more that we hear God's word and what he has to say about situations, the more that our faith begins to grow. All right, and now you've made it to the assignment portion of the video lesson. So what I want you to do is practice believing when you pray, and you're going to do this with faith exercises. And this is something that I did when I was struggling and I was trying to grow in my faith. Faith exercises simply means you're going to pick something that you're going to believe God for. It can be very, very small. It can be very big. I recommend maybe starting with small things. You're going to choose something that you're going to believe God for and write it down, and then just watch God work. What I used to do is I would write down in the morning, I would say, okay, God, today I'm going to believe you for X, Y, and Z. And sometimes it was as small as, Lord, I want some cookies today. I remember one time specifically, I was like, Lord, I want some cookies today. I pray that you'll provide some free cookies. I don't want to pay for it. I can pay for it. I can afford it, but I just want some free cookies. That's a part of my faith exercise. And that's what I did. And I went the whole day like expecting it, like, ooh, how's God going to answer today? Like, how is like, is a kid going to come into the classroom with a birthday and give me a cookie? Anyway, the whole day went by, and I was like, man, like maybe I did something wrong. And I remember I went to Zaxby's. Do y'all know about Zaxby's? I went to Zaxby's. It was the end of the day, and I was like, well, this is the last opportunity. I hadn't gotten any free cookies, so I, you know, ordered some cookies myself. Anyway, long story short, it worked out to where they made a mistake at the cashier at the register, and they ended up saying, hey, you know what? We're going to give you these free cookies because we made a mistake. At the end of the day, God came through. And you see, this was years ago, and I still remember. That was part of one of my faith exercises. So I want you to think about something. Try this at least 3 times this week. I want you to think about some things that you're going to believe God for. Maybe write them down. Tell the Lord what you're believing for. Have faith for them. Make sure they're nothing crazy, like nothing that's outside of his will, nothing that's outside of his word, right? And use that to just practice exercising your faith. It could be, Lord, give me more energy. Lord, help me to get through everything on my to-do list today. It could be whatever it is that you need, but that's your exercise. I hope that this video lesson was helpful for you. If so, be sure to give it a thumbs up and share with someone else so that they can be blessed. And I will see you in the next video. Bye.